One of the most frequent requests that I haven't been able to really fill in the last 2.5 years of Main Menu has been a kind of behind-the-scenes look at how we do things here in the studio. Well, this may suffice. This is a program that was broadcast on National Radio, which is a network run here in New Zealand by Radio New Zealand, New Zealand's public broadcaster. The program is called Digital Life. The presenter is Simon Morton, and you can find archives of the program at www.radionz.co.nz/digitallife.
Jonathan Mosen was born blind. He's worked as a lobbyist, as a professional radio broadcaster, and today is the chairman of the Royal New Zealand Foundation for the Blind. He also runs his own company, Out of Sight Limited, whose primary role is to run the American Council of the Blind's internet radio stations.
Tomorrow's an explosion. ACB Radio.
As a blind person, I think that the internet and digital technology generally is the most exciting thing to happen since the invention of Braille. When I think of the things that I can do now that I couldn't do, say, 10 years ago, such as get up in the morning and read some of the articles from local newspapers that everybody else is reading about and discussing those articles with people as a result, the fact that I can now read my own bank statements and conduct bank transactions in private, and there's nothing more humiliating, and any blind person will tell you this, than going into a bank where the bank teller thinks that because you can't see, you probably can't hear well as well, and to have them yell at the top of your voice, "You're $250 overdrawn, Mr. Mosen," you know. So that's wonderful. To be able to buy CDs at leisure, that may sound like a strange thing, but when you go into a CD store with a sighted person, either you have to know what you want, or you've got to know a sighted person who knows the kind of music that you like, and that can take some time to find. There are just so many things that I can do now. Obviously, outside of the web, the ability to scan printed documents. Somebody can send a letter in the mail, and I can read that myself now, provided that it's not written in handwriting. I can subscribe to magazines of interest that may not be online and read them myself. I can read bills that may not be available online thanks to OCR scanning technology.
Well, can we have a look at some of these technologies? It all sounds wonderful. I mean, we're sat here and in front of you there's a keyboard. There's no screen for a start, which I found slightly would make me uncomfortable anyway.
I must confess, this is a studio that discriminates against the sighted, and I do feel a bit guilty about that. We have a lot of high-tech broadcasting type software on the PC that I'm in front of, and it works well with my technology, and I just keep the screen out of the room to stop any interference.
PC, desktop.
Okay, let's go to the New Zealand Herald website then. So I'm at the desktop. I'm just going to go to the run command. And there are a lot of keyboard commands built into Windows that a lot of people don't know about because they use the mouse. I'm just going to press the Windows key with R.
Run dialog. Type the name of the program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you.
So I'm going to type www.nzherald.co.nz and press enter.
Desktop. Talking caller ID.
Okay, it's just coming up on the web now.
The New Zealand Herald Microsoft Internet Explorer.
So I'm on the New Zealand Herald site. I know that where I want to look is the New Zealand news section, so I can bring up a list of all the links on this page.
Links list dialog.
And push the letter N until I get to New Zealand News.
NZ News.
It's the first link, NZ News, so I'll push enter. It speaks with an American accent, so it says NZ News.
Link, NZ News.
And it's now loading that page.
5 frames and 91 links.
With a keystroke, I can now skip all the navigation links at the top of the page.
Thursday, November 14th, 2002.
And move through the headlines.
Home link. NZ. 20% of New Zealanders are experiencing some degree of hardship, and 5% are facing severe hardship, according to a new government study.
So that's the first story, and now I can just keep tabbing through the headlines.
Coming guilty of abducting, raping teenager link. Woman on murder charge, police look for witness link. Cloned animals dying at ag research link.
There we go.
Auditors missed Armstrong's $5,700 claim for Paris trip. 1-4 period, 1-1 period.
So this is what we would call a text reader.
This is a screen reader, so it works in pretty much any version of Windows. This particular package I'm using right now is called JAWS for Windows. The JAWS stands for Job Access with Speech, and it allows me to use any program in Windows that's designed, you know, appropriately according to Microsoft standards. And equally, just by using Internet Explorer, I can use any website that's appropriately designed. Now, if a web designer has been sloppy and lazy and not put text links in on their website, then the whole thing sort of falls apart. But as long as the website's designed appropriately, it's a snap to surf the web.
So how else are you using the computer? We've just gone and had a read of the news headlines. You mentioned banking, and we won't go through having a troll through your bank statements. What are some of the other applications that the computer or the internet sort of has ushered in?
Well, I suppose that online shopping is another useful thing. And while I don't have access to it in Whanganui, I don't believe at this stage, a number of blind people are using the Woolworths home shopping site, for instance, which is great because often you have to time your trip in such a way that you get to the supermarket when there's an assistant available to help you at a time that's not too busy. But obviously you can do your shopping at leisure. And for me, it was a revelation. I mean, I had no idea until I went shopping online and could, if you like, see for myself all that was out there, that there were so many different brands of bread and cereal and all kinds of different things. So it's quite amazing to have access to all of that information.
Email
has been a huge boost for blind people because it allows us to communicate with friends and family members and businesses in a way that we haven't really been able to before. I can, for example, send a letter to a business and they might write back to me in print, and that's fine. Of course, maybe 15 years ago, most blind people wouldn't have had access to scanning technology to read that reply. So again, you'd be reliant on a sighted volunteer or family member to read that correspondence to you. These days, I can conduct my own correspondence by email and read their reply and continue a dialogue. And I suppose the other exciting thing about the net generally, and email is particularly an example of this, is that no one needs to know that you're blind unless you choose to tell them. And that can often have an impact on the way that you're treated. Another exciting application that is just being developed by a company in Germany is where they're encouraging people to subscribe to their service where you have a digital camera on your computer and it's connected to their service over the internet. You hold an object, let's say you've got two cans, one's the baked beans and the other's the fruit salad, and you haven't got any way of telling which is the difference. And obviously if you're having guests over, you don't want baked beans for pudding. You can hold this can up to the digital camera and ask a person at the other end of the internet, what is this thing, please? What's on this can? And they will speak to you using a voice chat technology and actually tell you what's written on the can or the piece of paper or whatever it might be. The thing that puts food on the table for me these days is to be able to use digital editing software for audio, and I don't have any kind of mechanical tape recorder or anything involved in my production process, so I produce a number of programs for ACB Radio using digital audio editing technology. There's nothing blindness specific in that, except that the screen reader supports my particular sound editing package very well with special configuration files that were actually written by a blind person. And I'm able to record telephone interviews, do audio production, and all of the standard audio type functions that one needs to do to produce a radio program, and then send it digitally over the internet to our server in California.
All out of the studio.
It is amazing. I still, even though we've been here for 2.5 years and this is my job every day, I still sometimes step back and think it's absolutely amazing that I was able to leave the urban jungle and come to Whanganui, which is a great lifestyle for my family and me, and sit here and control a whole lot of phone lines in New York and interact with people in 70 countries. We've got listeners now, and all from Whanganui. It's just an amazing lifestyle.
So you're producing and presenting a number of programs, are you?
Yes, I'm the director of ACB Radio, but I also keep my hand in by producing a number of programs, the most popular of which is called Main Menu. Hi, I'm Jonathan Mosen, welcoming you to another edition of Main Menu, your weekly two-hour look at technology from a blindness perspective. It's produced.
So we sometimes talk about specific blindness technology, but we also look at, well, how does a blind person use a particular technology that's out there today? We look at the blindness angle of mainstream technology as well.
And then, of course, you've got the Mosen explosion.
Yes, the Mosen explosion is the frivolous side of life for me. We produce that on ACB Radio Interactive, which is the music channel, the live interactive DJ channel. And we've got a great team of broadcasters there from all around the world. Some of them are sitting in little apartments or bedrooms with a regular computer and microphone headsets doing great radio. And others are in studios much like this one. But however they do it, they produce great radio, and we're getting an increasing number of listeners from around the globe tuning in.
And I guess this is a real example of where the internet has been incredibly democratizing in terms of people being able to have their story or their sound or their music heard, because for relatively low expense, I'd imagine, you can basically broadcast to the world.
Yeah, I like to think that the internet is going to give blind people increasing employment opportunities. There are many blind people who have a real passion for radio because they listened to so much of it as a kid and they know how to do good radio. But so often, blind people are limited by other people's perceptions of what we can do rather than the reality of what we can do. So I'm hoping that with all of this experience that some of our DJs are getting, that they can take tapes to radio stations in their local market and hopefully get a break.
So from that perspective, I mean, you could crudely say that digital technology has sort of started to level the playing field.
I believe digital technology is an amazing playing field leveller. All of the things that we can now do independently that we couldn't do before is just remarkable. What we have to be wary of, though, is that we do something about making sure that we deal with the digital divide aspects, because just as there are now blind people who are the haves and are really charging ahead, there are the have-nots who have been excluded from this technology due to quite narrow funding constraints for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're on target for a Mosen explosion.
Music.
And a whole lot more.
ACBRI.
Well, I'm going to be on the air in 25 minutes' time, so it's about time I got ready, I think.
ACBRI.
He's got to get there, he's got to get there, he's got to get there today.
Let's get on with it.
He's got to get there, he's got to get there, there can be no delay.
What are you doing?
The people all are waiting to see the greatest show. He's got to get there, he's got to get there, so hear his whistle blow. So hear his whistle blow.
Here we are, welcome to the Mosen Explosion. I'm Jonathan Mosen. You're not, and you see, you didn't think you had anything to be grateful for. This program lasts for 6 long hours, and you're the most important part of it. There are so many ways in which you can get started.
I think the future for blind people is mixed at the moment with respect to technology. We have broken the back of access to computers very well, but increasingly computers are turning up in other devices. For example, your cell phone is a pretty sophisticated computer these days. I have a cell phone, and many of the features on it are unusable by me, including something as ubiquitous these days as text messaging. I can't send a text message. Obviously, the WAP capabilities on my phone are useless to me because the phone doesn't talk, and so really is the phone book, although with a bit of trial and error, I can program some of the voice dial entries in my cell phone. When you look at the computers that are in video recorders, DVD machines, microwaves, washing machines, fridges, all sorts of appliances, blind people are increasingly find it difficult to get those common household tasks done. And we really are going to have to work hard on finding ways of bringing access back to those kinds of devices by blind people. And I'm hoping that as speech synthesis chips get cheaper and other people cotton on to the fact that it is quite cool to be able to talk to your fridge as you go past or give a verbal instruction to your video recorder, tape the One Network News at 6 p.m. tonight, please, that hopefully blind people will benefit from that.
Wow, that's going to do it for me. That wraps up 6 hours. I can't believe that, man.
Jonathan, you're nuts for doing this every week. 6 hours is too long. Man, I'm wiped out. I'm tired. But anyway, it's been fun. Thank everybody for their requests. We had a lot of fun talking to you via email.
Thanks to Radio New Zealand for that item, and you can find the program once again at www.radionz.co.nz/digitallife, where you can explore their archives.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.